You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Great Table Talk, everyone. It's your girl, Cash.
Hey, it's Ree.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, well, you know, let's jump into it.
Let's get into it.
What's the hot topic?
The hot topic, we're talking about Nicole Murphy, Lila Rochon, and Antoine Fuqua. Mm. That's what we're talking about.
Please,
today.
Let's get into it.
All right.
Ooh, let's get into it.
Okay, so apparently... there were photographs of Nicole Murphy and Antoine Fuqua sharing a very intimate moment. Now, for those who aren't aware of the story or who we're talking about here, we're talking about Nicole Murphy, who was once married to Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. Also was engaged to Michael Strahan.
She know how to get to the money, don't she?
We gonna talk about that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Lila Rochon, actress. You know, we've seen her on Waiting to Exhale. We've seen her
on several other series, movies.
We've seen her on television. The Wayans brothers was on that show.
Yes, yes.
So we have her, and then we have Antoine Fuqua. He is a director. He directed Training Day, along with several other movies. Now, Antoine and Lila have been married for
20 years.
Mm-hmm. 20 years. So it's no secret that they're married. This is not, you know, oh, I didn't know type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Nicole Murphy, when she apologized for the photos that came about, she said that they were sharing a friendly family kiss. That,
listen,
you know,
she had to clearly say that.
Yeah, she said
even before
family.
She saw the pictures, she had to make a stupid
family
comment like that.
Yeah.
If she didn't see, she had to, because no way that she could have seen those pictures mm-hmm. and made that comment.
Right. Now, this is not the first time there has been scandal between, mm-hmm. you know, couples mm-hmm. and a supposed, you know, side chick or anything like that. But here right. is what has really gotten to me. The internet or those on social media, the court of social
right.
media, the jury
the public
of social media,
opinion.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
They're blaming Lila Rochon for this.
Mm-hmm.
Stating, quote unquote, she let herself go.
Oh, yeah, I heard that part.
You know, really body shaming her.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really a shame.
It is a shame.
I think that bothered me more. And
we can take this in so many different directions.
We can.
Because that one is it was annoying, and I'm glad that when... I was listening to the Breakfast Club, and mm-hmm. that's kind of one of the first things that they said, mm-hmm. and that annoyed me because I'm like, hold up, first of all, brother, y'all ain't all that anyway, you know.
We can go
now,
there.
but that's a shame.
It is.
You get what I'm saying?
It is.
But then another thing that kind of, and I guess we could talk about that, because mm-hmm. when you're married to someone or dating someone, mm-hmm. any given day, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? For better or for worse, meaning mm-hmm. you can get in a car accident, mm-hmm. God forbids, and get paralyzed.
Yeah.
I'm still supposed to love you for better or for worse.
Right.
God forbids, cancer diagnosis, mm-hmm. God forbids, anything that can happen that
right.
can alter the physical appearance.
Right.
Because better for worse means just that. You have to rock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't leave somebody because they may look a certain way.
Right.
And guess what? The older that we get, certain things don't necessarily... And I think she's a beautiful woman.
Well, from what I understand...
I totally think she's still dope out here in these streets.
From what I understand, she has an illness. I did not see this written anywhere or mm-hmm. read it, but there were some people who are commenting on social media stating that she does indeed have lupus, which does, mm-hmm. you know, the medication alone, the steroids,
right.
Affect you in a way. So it's kind of like on top of,
mm-hmm.
you know, body shaming. And let's be clear, they were also reporting about his two outside children. He had two children
in the midst of their marriage, right? He's getting none of the blame for any of this stuff.
And so it's kind of like, okay, well, she's sticking by him through the infidelity.
Hmm.
She's dealing with an illness, according to social mm-hmm. media. Again, mm-hmm. I didn't see anything stating that she did, but does have lupus, excuse me. Mm-hmm. But she's dealing with that, if that is the case. Mm-hmm. And now on top of that, the person who is supposed to be your family friend has been photographed with your husband in an inappropriate manner.
So many different levels I can come at this. Let's deal with the family friend part. Okay. I consider myself to be a family friend of you and Mark.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I'm more your friend than his.
Mm-hmm.
And any day you say, I'm mad at Mark, I'm like, I'm mad at Mark too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Love you, Mark. And with Mark, I'm like, yes, Cherie is tripping.
Right.
But I say that to say you have friendships, but there's levels. A family friend don't mean that you're probably equally the friend to both of them. That, you get what I'm saying? And just because we may vacation together as a family in a group doesn't mean. But period. If you're in a circle with me, I don't care if we're in passing. Uh-uh. I wish you would.
Don't dance around it.
I wish you would. You heard that clapping?
The photos show them basically kissing on the lips.
Yo, that is crazy. I don't know. When you make that call to your husband, how does that call go? Like, I know I'm going left with this because I know this hot topic shouldn't be forever. But when you make that call, because she deleted her. One thing I can say about a true woman indeed is this. She didn't go on social media defending him right away, nor did she go on social media to clap back or come at another woman's neck.
Mm-hmm.
What she did was like she took a minute and just kind of like deactivated all her accounts because she didn't need that negativity.
Right.
Because sometimes as a woman, when stuff pop off within your household, your marriage, your family, sometimes you need to shut down and kind of put up the guards to kind of get down to the bottom of it within the house. You give them, even though certain things have been exposed, you don't speak on it necessarily, you kind of deal with it. So in that aspect, that's thumbs up to how grown women do things.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I wonder how that phone call went.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Did Antoine call his assistant and be like, look, forward all my calls from my wife to... forward all my calls. I don't want to, you know, tell her. Send her some flowers and some... You get what I'm saying? Like, what does that... And keep in mind, everybody came at Nicole hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have, with all due respect. Mm-hmm. But I think he should have equally got some of that fire, too.
But I think also... In looking at the photo, for one, they weren't, like, lips totally, like, intertwined. They were too close for comfort.
So basically,
right. But then I think what happens is perception is reality.
It is.
For a lot of people, it is. And then you have someone, first of all, she's, like, the fitness guru.
Oh, yeah. So she's bad now. Let us be clear. Yeah, she's together. She's together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then had the nerve to have 5 kids. But
I know.
You know.
Nicole, that's why I'm hating on you, Nicole. Let's just say, this is why I'm really upset.
You know?
You know. How can I be down and have a body like this? But,
I'm not worried about it. I ain't think about it.
Like, right.
My grandma's, But seriously, she's in a bikini.
Uh-huh.
He has a towel. They were at the pool, so it's not like dress.
Not only one photo, but you got two photos. So
It was a number of them. I will say that.
Right.
But it's just inappropriate.
But for that statement to be the first statement that she made.
Mm-hmm.
That's what bothered me so much about Nicole's situation. Because both of them are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And irregardless, in marriage, this is one thing that people who are not married or people who are married need to kind of keep in mind. Is at the end of the day, you're still married.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, regardless of where you are in your marriage, you're still married. So you have to honor that commitment until you're no longer in that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go off of how you feel when you're married.
That's true.
Feel like Denzel need to be mine,
girl.
So,
just because he and her are no longer together, I mean, you can just rub that in my face. Okay?
You know what? I can't deny the fact that him and Paulette got a happy marriage, but in my mind, you get what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. So, but my feelings don't really matter, does it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you're married, irregardless of the current status right now, see, oftentimes historically, and this is not a male bashing. I'm not going to take this time to bash men in particularly. But Brandon even said this last time we was talking, they operate off of them not being happy right now.
Uh-huh.
When you need to honor your commitment first and then operate in your feelings and then work those two angles. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? He was like, well, if I'm not happy, well, you can be not happy. But can you not be, can you, because happy is today, then you could be happy in the next moment. But it's then, the moment by moment thing.
But then thinking all of this, so, you know, just be social media talk for a while and then mm-hmm. go over. Then we have Lisa Ray McCoy. She said when TMZ stopped her
She did not. And I listened to it. Go ahead. I'm listening.
She said, okay, and I should pull this up so I could repeat it verbatim, but she said something to the effect of, I don't know if she's a homewrecker, but I know what she's doing is wrecking home.
Yes. Yes, she did. Let me tell you something. I have never been a huge fan of Lisa, other than she means, because she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But her actress skills ain't really hitting on, in my opinion. However, I became the biggest fan of her in that interview.
I think I've always liked her raw.
Yeah, I love it. Realness. I don't know. Like,
I don't even focus on I've seen her movies, you know, I watch them, okay. But
I can't. I do respect her for you, right? And I think that's kind of. But when she said what she said, I was like, I like Lisa Ray.
Yes,
from woman to woman, I'm like, yeah.
And the guy, you know, the interviewer asked her, you know, you stated that she did this with your husband. Is it true? Absolutely.
And she know what she did.
She know what she did.
And I would tell Leela, and she gave some encouraging words to Leela. So what you have to tell Nicole? I don't got shit to tell Nicole. That was hilarious. Yeah. But it's true.
But it's
you get what
truth.
I'm saying? It's like, but again, that's her experience.
So whose fault is this?
As in who kissed both of theirs? Listen to me. If you look like a duck, crack like a duck, mm-hmm. walk like a duck, don't get upset because somebody called you a duck.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you're doing duck-like things,
then you will probably be called a duck.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and don't get me wrong. Sometimes rumors can squirrel. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I get that. Rumors mm-hmm. are just that.
Right.
However, stuff should happen. Mm-hmm. And you can insert the curse word. Stuff mm-hmm. should happen, but stuff shouldn't always happen. Right. You get what I'm saying? Like, we all have made some bad judgment calls in our past, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a repeated thing,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is.
And listeners, just know this. This is part one of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We will be meeting with our brothers of YBS.
Yes.
Hey, Pat. Hey, B.
Hey, B. Hey, Pat.
We will be meeting with them next week.
Yep.
To further discuss this topic and to get the male perspective.
Oh, yeah. So we coming for you, brother. So we know y'all. We know y'all listening. We know y'all don't come
ready.
With it.
We hope y'all are ready. But seriously, I just think that what I was reading,
mm-hmm.
so much blame was placed on Leela Rochon.
Yeah, I read it.
And I just didn't understand where that was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know. Everybody say, oh, well, you know, he's not happy. It's her fault because she just let herself go.
Get out of here.
Let me tell you something. Her weight has nothing to do with whether or not he's
absolutely
happy.
Absolutely.
Because it's not like she gained weight yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And his character is really in question as well.
Mm-hmm.
And which brings me
because
back.
Because the cheating happened when she was the model side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the baby moms I read had a judgment of, was it 10 grand a month?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, man. Let me just tell you something. I love my kids, and I should have been getting to the money. Let's get back. Okay. Let me focus.
Focused.
10 grand a month, and he went back to get that lower to 3,000. Like, as a woman, I'm thinking as a woman, and this brings another question I have.
Mm-hmm.
I've read comments, well, she just needs to leave because he's done it before, and that's true. But let me tell you about this thing called marriage. It's easy for people to have opinions about what you do in your life, in your marriage.
Right.
You cannot tell me when is enough for me.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just in life, like, you can't tell, only that's is very subjective, and it's up to the individual to know when mm-hmm. enough is enough. And even, like, to even go back to a reference that we had a couple of podcasts ago when we was talking about I kind of referenced this. My kids watch it. Love and Hip Hop with Kirk and Rashida. Rashida. I was so annoyed. Personally, I was annoyed. Mm-hmm. But I can't tell this woman how to live her life. She wanted to make it work with her husband who had another child on the side. That's up to them.
And she did touch on that in one, I believe, what did they call them? Confessional interviews. Mm-hmm. She did mention that, you know, we have kids. We have businesses together. We have history. You know, it's been since I believe she's been with him since she was like 18 or 19, something to that effect. So it's you watching us for an hour a week.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How can you say what I should or shouldn't do when you don't know the other? You know, they build on the storyline.
Yeah.
You don't know the rest.
Okay, well, let me try to ask you this question. And that's true. But my question is, as women, why is it that we often lean on something familiar because of the time that is spent versus what could...
I'm just simply
saying, but there's two sides that you can look at this.
Yeah.
Number one, you're right. That's an hour. But I'm not even talking about her situation. I'm just talking about in general. Sometimes women, we can stay in situations just because we have the time invested. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just overall not worth it because we don't
allow time to
be the determinant
on the value.
Absolutely.
Which I'll be talking about in the chapter that I'm writing in the upcoming anthology. Dear young woman. We have to take time away from
the
equation.
Hold on, let's move on. We're going to put the link in the bio, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So look at the bio on Great Table Talk, Instagram and Facebook page, and we're going to have a link so you can get the book.
Please.
Don't just ease over it. I mean, we got to celebrate.
That'll be a separate
podcast. Okay, I just wanted to
podcast.
Add
I didn't want to
jump hashtag.
Over, but I did mention that only, and it might have been a shameless plug. I don't know.
Hey.
But we did mention about value and why we do certain things. It's mainly because we need to understand how to measure our value.
Right.
And once we do that, see, we allow time to go on the scale to measure our value.
Right.
We allow society's expectations
yes.
to go on the scale to measure our value. We allow so many different things to measure our value when it should be
our.
I am a creation of God.
Right.
I'm created in His likeness.
Mm-hmm.
That is where my value lies.
Right.
And everything else, I might kind of touch the scale a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when I value just that center.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So there are going to be some things that I'm not going to deal with when I understand that.
But you have to take that time to unpack that. Which is super important before you are judgmental. Because I know, like I said, to go back to the Rashida and Kirk thing. And even what probably Layla and... And Antoine, right? You don't really know what's going on behind closed doors, but I can promise you one thing. One thing I committed even personally to myself is whatever it is that I'm facing, I need to take that time and unpack how I feel about a situation.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to impact me positively or negatively? And can I live with the decision that I am going to make or I have made?
Mm-hmm.
See, if I'm in a position to be a better me and connect myself.
Mm-hmm.
I love therapy, by the way, and connect myself in a manner to help me equip myself to be in a better place. You get what I'm saying? What you may be looking at on the outside may not be my journey. I need to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be entitled to your opinion, which is great. I just want the best for people overall. But I can tell you one thing, regardless of you unpacking or packing up. You still married, and you should have made the best decision based off of that commitment that you made.
That commitment, yeah.
And this can't be a repeated thing, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really want to know his take on it.
But it is a repeated thing.
It is a repeated thing, right?
Yeah.
So you out here looking like a clown. So you can blame Lila all you want to, but I promise you, if Lila was out there doing that same thing, he wouldn't. Men can't handle. Why can't they handle?
But the thing is, it's not just men that were saying it was. There were women, and I just didn't understand that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, just like Nicole was being bashed worse than Antoine was.
Mm-hmm.
She was being bashed first. Oh, she a homewrecker. She just, but he wasn't getting none of the blame at first.
No.
Then the next thing was they was blaming the wife. Mm-hmm. And he was still not getting none of the blame. And it took about a week later before they said, oh, by the way, he did have two other kids in the midst of the marriage.
I don't know how everybody wants to layer the blame or rate the blame.
Right.
But I know first place should go to him.
Absolutely.
Now, who you put in second and third, right. that's a debate on its own.
Right.
But he is number one.
Absolutely.
To me,
absolutely,
he almost the only one. But
right.
But that's another conversation.
We'll say that for the brothers, because we know y'all be lying. Y'all out here lying in these streets.
That's another conversation. That's next week's conversation.
Right, right. Right. But listen, I just really wanted to talk about this. I couldn't let this week go by without us talking about this. So,
right.
I mean.
Right.
So, ask yourselves this. Are you a judgmental person that you kind of look at the outside, not even considering? Now, you got women that are married,
mm-hmm.
that understands from a woman's perspective how things can happen mm-hmm. and what their experiences are. And they'll still be, when it's somebody else's experience, won't put themselves in, mm-hmm. in the shoes to understand the thought right. process that probably went behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do better.
Right.
And number two, as a woman, let's all share the blame. Let's not just blame Nicole or Leela. Let's,
mm-hmm.
let's bring him up.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Say, hey, come to the front
first
of the congregation,
place.
Brother.
You know,
let's ask some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this was a good conversation.
Yeah, it was
I
fun.
Was hot. I'm glad that you came in and we brought a little bit clarity.
Yes.
Brandon, Patrick, we're coming for you because we got questions.
Yes.
This has been Great Table Talk. And we're going to say, bye.
Bye.